Mrs. Dakota lives, say, chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. On March 24, 1886, three escaping thieves stole a small rowboat to aid in their escape. Normally, it would be written off as a loss, but they stole it from the wrong person. Guess what, folks? I've just come out with a new CD. This CD is all about the people and events that helped shape Tombstone, Arizona during its boomtown. My new CD, Dakota Lives Say, takes a look at Tombstone, Arizona territory, contains 15 stories about events like the founding of Tombstone, Tombstone's epitaph, and of course the OK Corral shootout. We look at people who made Tombstone unique. Reverend Peabody, Curly Bill Brocious, Dr. George Goodfellow, Buckskin Frank Leslie, and even Ike Clanton. It's over an hour of Old West history that you will listen to over and over again. If you've enjoyed my Women of the Old West and Gunfights of the Old West CDs, you'll love my Tombstone CD. To get your copy, visit chronicleoftheoldwest.com or call us at 888-DOG-JAKE. Thanks, Jake. On March 24, 1886, three hard cases were on the move. They came across a small rowboat and decided to commandeer it. Now, normally the owner would chalk it off as a loss, but not this owner. He happened to be a tenderfoot Easterner who had recently become the chairman of the Stockmen's Association, a position that also carried with it the title of deputy sheriff. This Easterner turned cowboy and rancher was a man of grit and determination who was later to hold the highest office in our land. His name was Theodore Roosevelt. Roosevelt had another boat made, and within a week, he and two cowboys were going after the thieves. After 3 days, they found the outlaws. Because of the icy river, the group traveled 8 days trying to get back home. With provisions almost all gone, they finally came across a ranch. Roosevelt hired a wagon and driver to take him and the three ruffians the rest of the way. Roosevelt's two companions remained with the boats. It took 2 days and a night to get to the nearest town. Roosevelt stayed awake with rifle at the ready the whole time. To make sure he wasn't jumped, Roosevelt had to walk along behind the wagon. Roosevelt received a fee for bringing in the men and mileage for the over 300 miles he had traveled to retrieve them, a total of $50. But he had accomplished two things. Number one, he had held up the law. Number two, people would think twice before stealing anything from this man again. You've just heard another story from Chronicle of the Old West. I'm Dakota Livesay.